The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Yomah has been dedicated in memory of Mazal Bat Esther Baghdadi and Yosef Ben Mazal Baghdadi by their family. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Daf Mem Bet.
Today's daf has been dedicated in memory of Reuven Ben Farha by Susie and Ruby Bibi and family.
Today's daf is being studied the Alun Ishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen.
Amen.
Today's daf is being studied Rifuah Shelema, Ilana Bat Shoshana. Enna Refanala, Enna Refanala, Enna Refanala, Rifuat HaNefesh, Rifuat HaGuf, Urfuat HaKarama Labo V'chen Yirasom V'Nomar. Amen. Today's daf is being studied Latzlachat, and for the protection of all Toshavei Eretz Yisrael, Anashim V'Nashim V'Taf, of course including Hayalei Yisrael, Bayabasha, Ba'aviru, Bayam, that they should be successful and safe in their efforts in protecting the homeland. And Be'azat Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us Siyata Deshmaya in overcoming our enemies. Amen.
Amen.
We begin today's daf on Mem Aleph Amud Sheni, and we start three lines from the bottom. Ki ata Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came from Babel, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, כי אתה רב דימי, אמר רבי יוחנן, he said the name of רבי יוחנן, שלוש לשונות שמעתי. He said, I heard of three red strings. אחת של פרה. One that the פרה אדומה had in its ceremony. ואחת של סעיר המשתלה. And one that was tied around the סעיר המשתלה, that was the goat that was sent. ואחת של מצורע. And the third one was a red string that was used in the procedure of the Mesorah. Rashi says on the bottom, Dichtiv Be'enameh Ushni Tola'at Ve'ezov. Now, the Mefarshim do point out why he does not include the red string that was tied around the Sa'ir Lashem. But since we learned yesterday that the only reason why they put the string around the Sa'ir Lashem is in order so you don't confuse it, mix it up, so that's not really considered a string. That's just in order, you know, for identification purposes. But the other ones are more for the halakhic purposes. For example, the Sa'ir La'azazel, the reason why you put it on its horns so it could turn white, as a symbol, as the kapara for Klaisa. And the other ones, you have Befirush Pesukim, that also say you need a red string. In any event, there's three strings. Now he discusses the weight of these strings. Ahat Mishkal Asara Zuz, Ahat Mishkal Shene Selaim, Ahat Mishkal Shekel, Ve'en Li Lefaresh. He says, I know the weight of one of them is 10 Zuz, the weight of one of them is 2 sila'im, and the weight of one of them is 1 shekel. Now, what is the measurements over here? 10 zuz is the biggest. There are 4 zuz in a sila. So therefore, 10 zuz would be 2.5 sila'im. That would be the heaviest in weight. Then you have 2 sila. 2 sila would be 8 zuz. And then you have a shekel. A shekel, there's 2 shekel in a sila. So therefore, a shekel would be 2 zuz. So therefore it's either 10 zuz, 8 zuz, or 2 zuz. Now those are the sizes of these strings, but he doesn't know which one is which size. So he says, Ki ata Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Pirsha Meshame de Rabbi Yonatan, he explained from the name of Rabbi Yonatan, Shel Para Mishkal Asara Zuz, meaning the Para Aduma is the heaviest of the strings. It's Asara Zuz. Why? The Baya Kovid, as she says. Because we learned yesterday, according to some Tanaim, it needs weight in order to fall to the bottom of the fire. Veshel Sa'ir HaMishtaleach Mishkal Shnei Sila'im. And the Sa'ir that was sent to Azazel, that would be Shnei Sila'im. Because if you remember yesterday, we learned as well, because you needed to rip it, you needed to separate it, right? Half of it went on the animal, and half of it went on the rock that was on top of Azazel in order to see the color turn. So if we needed a significant shirut as well. Veshel Mesorah Mishkal Shekel. But the Mesorah, where they used the red string, so that was the smallest shirut. As she says, Shel Mesorah, Ve'lo ha, Ve'lo ha. You didn't need it for the purposes of the other items. Sagile b'shekel. It's enough to have the measurement of a shekel. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan said, Peligi ba Rabbi Shimon ben Halafta v'Rabbanan. We have a machloket between Rabbi Shimon ben Halafta and the rabbis. Beparah, regarding parah. Had Amar Mishkal Asara. One said it has to be the biggest shi'ur, 10 zuz. Behad Amar Mishkal Shekel. And one of the opinions said, no, it's got to be the smallest shi'ur is okay, a shekel. So you have a machloket over here, extreme. One rabbi says the biggest shi'ur of 10, and one rabbi says the smallest shi'ur of a shekel. V'si manach, how are you going to remember this machloket? Ehad amar beh, ehad amar beh. There's a famous saying, Gemara min Achot says it, ehad amar beh, ehad amar beh, ubilvad shichaven nebo l'shamayim. Gemara says, whether a person learns a lot or a person learns a little, the main thing is, he is, the Shem Shem, he does as much as he can. God doesn't count pages. Not as much, the point is he's doing according to his potential. So therefore, based on that saying, we could learn the mahlokat over here is an extreme mahlokat. One opinion says marbe, one says 10. And the other opinion takes the smallest shiur, a shekel, which means the exclusion of the middle opinion that said two sila'im. So just to remember the machloket, we know that they were not arguing on the medium measurement. The machloket was on the extreme. Had a marbe, they had a mamreid. Amale Rabbi Miyam edifti the Rabbina. Lo be para peligi. No, these rabbis were not arguing by para duma. Ela be sa'ida mishtalayah peligi. They were arguing on the side of Mishtalayach's string. Is it 10 zuz, or is it even a shekel? Right? Now on that day that they had this argument, those rabbis, Nach Nafsheh Derabeh Bar Kiseh. A rabbi called Rabeh Bar Kiseh died on that day where the rabbis had this argument. Ve'anhu Ba Simana. The rabbis gave a siman to remember the argument. How? They said, Rabbi Bar Kiseh Mechaper Kesaida Mishtalayah. The death of Rabbi Bar Kiseh atones for Klal Yisrael like the Sa'id that was sent to Azazel on Kippur. Why? Based on the principle that Mitat Tzadikim, the death of the Tzadikim, had the power to atone on the generation. Rashi says, Vahu Yoma, did Peligi ba, that they had this argument, Nach Rabbi Bar Kiseh, Shem Hakam is the name of a rabbi, Mechaper, Mitat Tzadikim Mechaperet, Kedamri, Kedamar Be'ama, like we learn in Moed Katan, Lama Nesmecha Mitat Aron Lebegde Keuna. The Torah juxtaposes the clothes of the Kohanim to the death of Aharon. Lomar Lecha, Ma Begde Keuna Mechaperin, Af Mitat Tzadikim Mechaperet. Just like the death, just like the clothes of the Kohen atone, so to the death of the Tzadikim atone. So this was another way to remember the Mahloket. So no, how are we going to remember that they argued on this subject? Because that was the day that the great Hakam died. So they remembered and said, just like the Tzadikim when they die, they atone like the Sayyidah Mishtalayah. So that will remind them that they argued on that day about what the shi'ud of the string of the Sayyidah Mishtalayah was. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak. Rabbi Yitzhak said, Shtei she'itot shamati. I heard about two different she'itot, different slaughterings. Ahad shel parah, ve'ahad shel paro. One of the parah adumah, obviously you have to slaughter it. Like we learned earlier, they would go to Haram Mishha. They would go to Haram Zetim. Right? They had a special ramp that they constructed from the Beit HaMikdash to Haram Zetim, and they would go up to Haram Zetim and they would slaughter it, like we learned at Shekalim. And also the par of the Kohen Gadol. On Kippur, there was actually two parim that would have to be slaughtered. The first part was for himself and his family, kapara, and the second part was for himself, his family, and all the other kohanim. So the Gemara says, Ahad keshena bezar, v'ahad pesula bezar. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, one she'ita of these two is kasher with a zar, with a non-kohen, and one is not. Ve'lo yada'na eminayu. But I don't know which one. I have a tradition. I know that there's two she'itot. I know that one of them azar works, one of them azar doesn't work, but I don't know which one. Itmar, so the Gemara has a statement. Shechitat para uparo. Regarding the shechitah of the para aduma and the part of the Kohen Gadol on Kippur, Rav Shmuel, We have a machloket Rav Shmuel. Hadamar para pesula. One says the para aduma is pesula bezar, meaning you need dafka a kohen. Paro keshera, but the part of Kippur a non-kohen can slaughter it. The hadamar, the other rabbi said, paro pesula, the exact opposite, that the part of Kippur is pesul with a zar. Para keshera. Now we don't know who said what. We just know it's Rav and Shmuel. One rabbi said, you know, one side, and one rabbi said the other side. So the Gemara is going to deduce now. Testayim, let us conclude, de Rav hu de'amar para pesula. Let us conclude that Rav that says the para aduma, if it's slaughtered by a zar, it indeed is pesula. De'amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera said, shechitat para bezar pesula. That the shechita of a para by a zar is pesula. De'amar Rav ala, and Rav said regarding that statement, el azar vehuka. Shani Nuba. You know why? Because if you look at the parasha Paraduma, it says El Azar, meaning the Kohen, the son of Aaron, was the one that slaughtered the first Paraduma. And it also says the word Hukah, Hok. Hok tells us what? That it's a law. So therefore, connect the two words. It's a law that El Azar, or like El Azar, must slaughter the paraduma. So from the fact that you have those two words in the parasha para, it teaches us that dafka kohen could slaughter paraduma, not a zar. Look at Rashi, Aaron el azar vechuka, el azar ketiv ba untatem otam el azar kohen, uchtiv zot chukat Torah. That's my paraduma. Vecholeecha dechtiv chuka ikubahu. Kilan in Rashi. Anytime it says the word chok in the Torah, it means it's mandatory. It's a deal breaker. And therefore, the Torah is telling you why Davka can be only slaughtered by El Azar and the liking, which is a Kohen. Meaning a non-Kohen would be Pesula. So that's Rav's Shita. V'Rav, Maishena Paradikhtiv El Azar V'Huka. Rav, why do you make a difference when it comes to Paraduma? Because it says El Azar V'Huka, Paronabe. By the part of Yom Kippur, Haketiv Aharon V'Huka. By the part of the Kohen, it also says that Aaron, it says Aaron's name by the Shaita of the part of the Kohen, and it also says what? The word Chok, which you teach me, that's a deal breaker. Look at that. She Aaron v'chukah dechtiv. V'chriv Aaron et par achatat ashelo v'chiper v'shachat et par achatat ashelo. That's referring to Aaron. Uchtiv b'haremot b'anyanam. By the laws of Kippur, by Haremot it says, Dayeta zot lachem v'chukat olam v'chaper al b'nei Yisrael. So just like you learned by Paraduma, El Azar and Chok, so you told me mandatory Kohen, so do the same thing by the part. The part of the Kohen Gadol, it says Aharon and the word Chok. So tell me it's mandatory Davka by Kohen. So Gemara says, Shechita Lav Avodai. Says, hold it. Shechita is not an Avodah. It's not a service. Normally, Shechita is Keshera Bezar, in a regular Shechita, regular Korban. So therefore, when it says Chok, in Aharemot, the chok is only going on the services, but it's not going on non-services. And if it's shaita is not a service, therefore the chok is not coming to day, it's mandatory. So if that's the case, so I go back to the paraduma. If you tell me shaita is normally not an avodah, so then say the same thing about paraduma. I don't care if it says il azar and chok. Bottom line, if the shaita is not normally a service, so the chok is not going on that as well. So it goes, shani para. Para is different. The koche bedek habayeti, meaning the paraduma has less kedusha than a regular korban. A regular korban is called koche mizbeach. Here, the paraduma is considered kedushat damim. Its value is sanctified, but it's not, let's say, intrinsically sanctified for the mizbeach. And therefore, as she says, kilomar. We know that it doesn't have kiddushat mizbeach because where do they slaughter it? On Harazetim. Now, hilkach ensad avodot nechlakot ba, dechod avodot shavot ba, which means the Gemara would say like this: nothing in the para aduma is really considered avodah because it's not kiddushat mizbeach. So therefore, when the Torah says chok, it's going on everything. You can't make a chiluk between shechita and other stuff because the whole para aduma is not kedushat mizbeach. Masha'enkin, in the case of, let's say, the part of the Kohen Gadol was kedushat mizbeach. So therefore, you have avodot and you have non-avodot. So the word chok is going on the avodot, not on the non-avoda. Masha'ikin here, by the paraduma, none of its avoda. I mean, all of its services is done outside the Beit HaMikdash, just kiddushet damim. So the word chok is going on everything. So the Gemara says, velav kol dechenu, isn't it a kavachomer? That's she. Bitmiya. השחיטת פרות וקדושת הגוף היא לא כתיב החוקה, והשחיטת פרה כתיב החוקה ומפסלה בזר. אז if you're going to tell me by a פרה אדומה, which is only קדושת דמים, then a זר is פסול. By a par, which is קדושת דמים, מזבח, all the more so a זר should be פסול. That's the last question. ולאף כל דכן הוא, כל דכן מנין כל שכן, it's not a כל שכן. אמר הרב שישה בני דרד, אידי, מידי דאבה המראות נגעים דאליו עבודה היא ובעיה כהונה. Hold it, I'll show you a case that it's not an עבודה but needs a כהן. What is that? מראות נגעים. When the כהן goes into the house to check the צרעת, right? It's only become צרעת if the כהן himself renders it a צרעת. So the law of marot negaim is not an avodah, it's not a service, but still it's only kasher by a kohen. So therefore you do find non-avodah items that are only shayach by a kohen. And therefore I'll say so too by the case of the para aduma, even the non-avodah items are going to be considered mandatory for kohen. You have a precedence. Look at Rashi. Amarot negaim, dechtiv, והובא אל אהרון הכהן. Very good. Comes the Gemara and says, ולשמואל, now go the other side, ואמר פרו פסולה. He says that the part is פסולה בזר, part of Kippur. מי שנה פרו, what's the reason why the part of Kippur is פסול בזר? דכתיב, אהרון וחוקה. He learns, says Aharon, it says the word chok, and that's referring to all the services, even she'ita. Paraname, ha'kitiv el-azar v'chokka. So according to you, paraduma should also be pesula bezar, because it also says el-azar and the word chok. Kabbalah says, shani hatam, tichtiv v'shachat ota lefanav. By paraduma, it says the pasuk as follows, and you will slaughter it in front of him. In front of him is mashma that El Azar is not doing the slaughtering. So the Gemara says, she is Zar Shochet, ve El Azar Ro'e. You see, Veshachat Ota Lefanav, it says it will be slaughtered in front of him, meaning he's got to supervise it, but he doesn't have to slaughter it. So if Shmuel says, don't ask me from Paraduma. I got a pasuk by Paraduma to teach me Davka that Zar is okay. Veshachat Ota Lefanav. Yeah, El Azar might have to be on the scene to watch, but it doesn't have to actually slaughter it. Rav, oh, so what does Rav do with that pasuk? Because Rav who holds that paraduma needs a kohen, how did you learn the pasuk? Shachat ota lefanav. So he says, Rav shelo yasiya da'ato memena. That teaches us that the kohen who slaughters it, Veshachat ota lefanav, he has to be in front of it, meaning he cannot take his mind off the paraduma. He cannot lose his attention and take his mind off the para. So the Shmuel shlo yasiya da'ato minale. How does Shmuel know that you cannot have a siya hadad by the paraduma? Nafkale mevesaraf et para le'inav. The pasuk says by the burning of the paraduma, vesaraf et para le'inav. What does the inav mean? In front of the kohen. So therefore, from there we learn that it has to be also know heseyach hadat. So the Gemara says, "Verav had b'shchita v'had b'slefa v'siricha." Rav says, "I need both pasukim. I need a pasuk of heseyach hadat by the shchita, and I need a pasuk of heseyach hadat by the slefa." I mean, you can't learn one from the other. Besirika, you need both. The e ketiv rachmana b'shchita. If it only told me that you know say adat by shchita, I say mishum tchat avodai. I say yeah, because that's the beginning of the service. So therefore, in the beginning, you have to be careful not to take your mind off of it. Avas sedefa emalot. Maybe I would say maybe I said sedefa is already at the end of the process. Maybe you don't need besirika. That's why I need to tell me sedefa. Now the e ketiv rachmana b'sedefa. If it only told me sedefa. I said, when does the para become a para? at the time of the burning. Let's say there you need, you know, not to have a se'adat. Avas shaita, you're beginning it, it doesn't become a paraduah until you burn it. Emalo, sericha. So therefore, let's just review this last derasha over that we said. According to Shmuel, the main item over here is the para of the par of Yom Kippur. That shaita bezar is not effective. It's pasul. Why? Because it says Aharon and it says the word Chok. To teach me what? The Davka, Aharon, meaning Kohen Gadol, slaughters it, that's a Chok, that's the Ikuv, that's it. So the Gemara asked on Shmuel, oh, that's how you learn? By Paraduman also says El Azar and Chok. By Paraduman we have a special Pasuk, it says Veshahat Ota Lefanav, which means you just have to store it in front of El Azar. He has to watch it, but not that he has to actually slaughter it. Zar, Shohed, Ve'el Azar, Ro'eh. Oh, Rav, what do you do with that pasuk? Rav said, no, I learned that pasuk for Seh Hadat. That is no different item. That teaches me that, why, you queen, can I take his mind off the animal? Oh, Shmuel, where do you know Seh Hadat from? He says, I know Seh Hadat from the pasuk by Serefa. It says, Vesaraf Ota Lefanav. Right? So, the Mefashim over here ask a question. According to Shmuel, the Saraf, Ota Lefanav teaches us what? The Deen of Hesei Hadad. No Hesei Hadad. Lefanav. Why doesn't he learn that Pasuk like he learned the first Pasuk? Maybe it means that a Zar is Soref and the Kohen has to oversee it. Just like he said by Veshahat Ota Lefanav. That means Zar Shuhet Ve'el Azar Ru'eh. Say it by the Sinifat Parah. Zar Soref Ve'el Azar. Which is why when it came to the Serefa, you learned in the Enyan, Heseya Hadat. That is the question. So the Siyah Yitzhak answers, because we found Shechita is Kasher Bezar by other Korbanot. So by Shechita there's room to be flexible and learn the pasuk shaita bezar, and Elazar just has to supervise. But other avodot of a korban, we never found that they kasher bezar. So therefore, when it comes to sirifat the parafrig, normally the sirifah is a avodah. I'm not going to learn it that somebody else could do it, which is only with other places shaita is kasher bezar. So therefore, when I learn the pasuk v'shachat ota lefanav, I'll say, oh, shaita, that's from the lighter items. Therefore, I'll say, you know what? Zar shu'et aharon ro'eh. But v'saraf ota le'aynav, normally sirifa is avodah everywhere. So I'm not going to take the pasuk out of and make a derasha on it. On the contrary, I'll say what? Really, sirifa has to be done by aharon. But what's the pasuk, or Elazar? But what's the pasuk teaching us over here? No, Heseya Hadad. That's the Siyasak's answer to that question. So the Gemara continues. Oh, so Lav, what do you do with that pasuk of Esaf Otol De'ainab? I also learned Heseya Hadad from there. What do you mean? So you got two pasukim. You got Meshachat Otol De'ainab and Esaf Otol De'ainab. What do you need two pasukim for? Because from one pasuk, I would not know both cases. I would either think only by the Shechita or only by the Serefah. Shechita would say because it's the beginning of the service. Serefah, it's the beginning when the para becomes a para after the burning. That's why I need both pasukim to teach me. Heseya Hadad cannot happen. You have to have kavana from the beginning of the process all the way to the end. It's going to go into a new point. The Gemara say like this. You're telling me that Heseya Hadad has to be by the Shechita. It cannot be by the Shechita. I mean, you have to be concentrating, not taking mind off the animal. And by the Serefa as well. So that implies that at some point in the Parah Adumah procedure, Heseya Hadad is okay. I mean, what are you coming to exclude? You're telling me Shechita has got to have Kavanah. You're telling me the Serefa. So the Gemara is, Lime'ute Mai. Two lines of the matter. What is it coming to exclude? Look at that she. Give me the procedure in the Parah Adumah that Heseya Hadad is not going to be posel. So the Gemara says, Ilima lemeute asifat apara, or afra, I should say. Asifat Efra, the collecting of its ashes, umilui mayim the kiddush, or filling up the water that you're going to mix with the ashes of the paraduma, just look at that sheet on the bottom. Asifat efra. It says ve'asaf ish tahor. Right, the pasuk says that a pure man will gather the ashes of the paraduma umilui mayim latet letoch efer lehazot. Right, to mix it with the ashes in order to sprinkle the kiddush. They call that kiddush mayim, that you're pouring the water. So maybe you'll tell me, if those two items, you don't have to have kavanah, meaning if you lost concentration during that service, it's okay. Because it can't be. Lemishmeret lemenidaketiv. It says that the paraduma has to be protected. Lemishmeret lemenida. In order to sprinkle, lemenida, to be waters of sprinkling. So therefore, it's mashma that the shimur has to be until the sprinkling. So if the shimur has to be to the sprinkling, that includes shechita, it includes sedefa, it includes the collecting of the ashes, it includes adding the water. Look at the top of the she. Mashma, the tzirik is shimur, achi yezemen. It's why lemishmeret lemenida, it's got to be protected until men. So therefore, now we're back to the question. What then are you coming to exclude? Which part of the service is hesei hadat, not a problem? Ela lemeute hashnakat etz erez ve'ezov ushni tola'at. Remember we learned yesterday that one of the procedures in the paraduma was they would take a etz erez and a shni tola'at. Etz erez was a cedar wood. Hyssop, right? Ezov. They would tie it together with the red string and they would throw it in Tosrevat Para. So that Hesei Hadat is not a problem. Why? De lav gufa de paraninu. It's not in the actual para itself. It's external to the para. Meaning it's not the burning of the para, the ashes of it, the water. It's a separate procedure in the para aduma ceremony. So that item, Hesei Hadat, is not a factor. That she said, no, that's it. So therefore it comes out according to Gemara. Gemara originally wanted to say that Serefa, Hesei Hadat is a problem. Shaita, Hesei Hadat is a problem. Now we're coming out that collecting of the ashes, Hesei Hadat would be a problem. Pouring the water in, anything that's related to the paraduma proper, Hesei Hadat is going to be a problem. When is Hesei Hadat not an issue? On things that are peripheral to the paraduma. For example, the Etz Ezov, Ushni, Tolat, and that procedure, if there was Hesei Hadat, if the Kohen took his mind off it, however you want to say, it would be still kasher. Come to Gemara and says, Itmar. We have a statement. Shechitat para bezar. Back to that question. The paraduma being slaughtered by a zar. Rabbi Ami Amar Kesherah. Rabbi Yitzhak Nefha Amar Pesula. As we see another mahloket. These are actually mahlokot of rabbis that were in Eretz Yisrael. The first machloket was Rav Shmuel. They were in Bavel. So now the Gemara is saying that the same machloket of the rabbis of Bavel also was in Eretz Yisrael. These are the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael. Ula Amar Keshera. Ula says Keshera. Amri La Pesula. And some say Ula said that it is Pesula. So they got all the opinions on if the paraduma needs a kohen or can even be slaughtered by a zar. Mativ Rabbi Yeshua Bar Abba. Rabbi Yoshua Bar Abba is coming to ask a question against Shemuel, l'siyu'e l'rav, to bring a proof to Rav. Rav was the opinion that said, para aduma needs dafka a kohen, that a non-grimming azar is pasul. So now we're going to bring a proof from a braita to the opinion of Rav. Again, Rav Shita was para aduma is dafka by a kohen, and a zar is going to be pasul. En li ela hazaat memeha she'en kesherin ba'ish ba'isha keba'ish ve'en kesherin ela bayom. Now, regarding hazaat memeha, the sprinkling of the waters, we know two things about the sprinkling of the waters. Number one, she'en kesherin be'isha kebe'ish. A lady cannot do the sprinklings of the waters. It must be done by a man. Because the pasuk says, "Hu yitata bo." Who? It's got to be done by a man. Number two, ve'en kesherim ela bayom. It's only kasher also to do in the day. The pasuk says, "Hu yitata bo bayom ashelishi." So bayom, we know, is the day. Now, minayin lerabot shchitata ve'kabbalat dama. והזעת דמה, ושריפתה, והשלחת עץ ארז ואזוב, ושני תולעת, how do I know that what? That I'm coming to include also the שחיטה, the slaughtering of the פרה אדומה, קבלת דמה, the receiving of its blood, הזעת דמה, you have to sprinkle the blood in front of oil מועד, of the פרה אדומה, and the burning of the paraduma, and the shlachat etz, erez ve'ezov u'shni tolat, into the fire. How do you know that those items also are only kasher bayom? She's the only item that we know definitely is dafka bayom is the sprinkling. Because it says, bayom ha'shelishi. How do we know all these other procedures that are also only, how do we know that they are only kasher, only bayom? It doesn't say specifically bayom on these items. So how do you know that these items dafka can be done bayom? That's the question of the Braita. You got the question of the Braita? Mm-hmm. The Braita starts off. The Braita says you have one item that certainly is dafka bayom and it's pesula by isha. What is that? That is the hazaat memeha. It's taking the waters of the Parah Adumah and sprinkling it on the tameh. We know clearly for Pesukim. It says who and it says Bayom. So we know Isha's Pesula and we know Dafka Bayom. The Gemara is asking, how do you know all the other procedures of the Parah Adumah are only Kasher Bayom? What are those other procedures? Shi'ita, Hazza'ah, that's the sprinkling of the blood, Kabbalat Adam, the burning it, the Ashlachat Etz Ezov, and the, in the into the fire, Shni Tolat, Tamud Omar, Torah. What does Torah mean? So it says, Zot Chukat Torah, and from there they learn, it's all one Torah, it's all one law. All the Parah Adumah laws are the same. If this is only Kasher Bayom, everything else is only Kasher Bayom. Yachol, Sha'ani Marbe, Af Asifat Efra, Umilui Mayim, Vekidush. Oh, you can even tell me that this includes collecting the ashes, filling the water, and mixing it with the ashes. You know, it's also only a day item. Tamud lomar zot. The pasuk says zot, which means what does zot mean? Zot says this to exclude others. So now already we have some and some. We have Zot Chukat Torah, all the laws, Torah Achat. Zot tells them, except only these, but not those. So now the Gemara says, Umara itel rabot et elu, ulotzi et elu. Which means, how do you know which ones to include and which ones to exclude? Achar shiriba katuv umi'et. Which means, once already I have a pasuk that's including and excluding, so I know I got to include something and I have to exclude. Zot excludes. Torah includes. So it says, Amart hare'anu lemedim kulan mehaza'at memeha. Which means, I'll learn everything from hazaat memeha, the sprinkling of the blood, the sprinkling of the waters. Now, we know the sprinkling of the waters that clearly writes, ma hazaat memeha enam keshirim ba'isha kebe'ish. Right? Number one, it's got to be done dafka by a man. Ve'en kesherim ela bayom. As we know, it's only kesher as well in the day, because it says bayom. Af ani avi shchitata, the kabbalat dama, v'zaat dama, v'slepata, v'shlachat etz erez ve'ezov, u'shni tolat, ho'il ve'en kesherim be'isha kebe'ish. Because we know these items are not kesher for a lady to do. How do we know these items are not kasher for a lady to do? Because it says, "Velakach ezov v'tabal b'mayim ish tahor." It says by these items over here, ish. So therefore, once already I see a similarity between these items and hazaat mayim en kesherim ela bayom. So if I compare it as well to the law of yom, just like hazaat mayim is only bayom, so do these items as well as only bayom. Umotzi ani, and I'll exclude asifat efra umidui mayim vekidush hu il vekesherim beishak veish. These items, filling the water, collecting the ashes, these items are kasher by an isha. Kesherim nameh bayom ubalayla, and therefore I'll say it's kasher as well bayom ubalayla. Now, at this point, the Gemara, that's the whole braita. Now we got to figure out where the question is. Somewhere in this braita is a question against Shmuel and a proof according to Rav. But let's just review the braita. The basic point of the braita was to give me the laws of paraduma that will be kasher davka bayom. Well, we know clearly Hazat Maim is Davka Bayom. And we also know it's not Kesherah to do by a Isha. So you know, if that's the case, we want to include all the other items as well. Shaita, Hazat, Serefa, etc., etc. Okay, good. Why? Because it says, Zot Hukat. Hukat, Zot Torah, mean Torah, Torah, Achat is considered one law across the board. Okay, so include even the collecting of the ashes and all that. Kabbalah says, no, no, no. Zot. It's coming to exclude. Well, how do you know what to include and what to exclude? I'm going to include things that are similar, and I'm going to exclude things that are not similar. These items are similar to Azad, that what? That they're kasher, they're only kasher by a man and not a lady. Therefore, I can go further and say, and therefore the only kasher in the yom, and not the light of a chicken, the collecting of the edges that's kasherah by a lady. So therefore I'll say it's also kasherah ben bayom, ben balay. That's the braita. Now what's the proof of it? What's the question? So Gemara says, "Vehai mighty yufta." What's the question of the braita? Ilema. Maybe it's like this: Mede pesulin beisha pesulin name bezar. Maybe your point is like this. Now you're telling me that the shechita is pesula by an isha, right? One of the things was you tell me that a lady cannot do the shechita. That was your whole connection. You want to tell me the reason why we compare Shechitah to Hazaa, because they have a commonality to it. What's the commonality? That they're all Pesula by Isha, therefore I'll say they're Pesula also Balayla. So I'll say, if it's Pesula by Isha, maybe it's Pesula by Zahar also. I mean, Isha and Zahar are equal. If you tell me Isha is no good, Zahar is also. That's a question against Shmuel. Because Shmuel says Shechitah by Zahar is Kishinah by the Paradigm. If that's the question, Hazaat memea tochiyah. Hold it. The sprinkling of the waters will disprove you. Why? Shepesulin beisha v'kesherim bezar. Hazaat memea, the Gemara says, is pasul feiba isha, but a zar can do it. So therefore, you see, not everything that isha is pesula automatically makes a zar pesula. So Gemara says, Amar Abaye, hainu teyufte. Now, you want to know where the question is? It's from over here. Isha mai ta'ama. What's the reason why Isha is no good for the Shechita? El Azar velo Isha. Because it says in the Pasuk, who slaughtered the first Paraduma? El Azar. El Azar was a man. So you know, El Azar velo Isha. Zar nameh. El Azar velo Zar. So also say El Azar. El Azar said, go ahead. In the same way you were able to exclude a lady in the Shechita. So exclude Azar. That's the question. So therefore the Gemara says it's tiyufta. That's a refutation against the opinion of Shmuel. Once the Pazuk says El Azar, I can tell me Azar is okay. If you can exclude a lady from the word El Azar, you can also exclude non-Kohanim also from the word El Azar. Look at Rashi. Isha mai ta'ama. Mina l'shechita pesula b'isha. How do you know that Shechita is pesula b'isha? Bishlama kabbalat dama, v'azaat dama. And now we never brought these proofs. Now we're bringing these proofs. How do you know that these other items are pesula b'isha? Tiktiv velakach el azar kohen midama. So clearly it says the el azar takes the blood. So we know kabbalah must be done by a man. Hainu kabbalah. And he sprinkles the blood. Hainu hazata. V'sirefa name le'el mine ketiv kohen. V'adar v'sirefa tapara le'enav. V'l'azar. V'ashtagat etz v'ezov kohen ketiv. Which means all the items, hazata dam, shechita, the etz eres nezo, all that she's telling you of is, it's all done by men and not ladies. Which means, how did, above in the Braita, we just took it as a fact that these items are kasher only by men and not ladies. Now that she's giving you the pisukim to show you how that's so. Now once you're telling me that these items over here are only kasher by men, because it says the word ilhazar, and they're not kasher by ladies, right? Because of so for the same logic, I'll tell you, it says ilhazar by these items, it should only be kasher by a kohen and not a zar, right? And that's the refutation against v'chihechi. Finish the Rashi. V'chihechi d'memayit isha me'acha. Just like we excluded women from these pesukim, ma'atin and ameh zar. We also exclude zar. So before we go further, I just want to review this braita one more time. Basically, Gemara is trying to bring a braita to go against Shmuel. Shmuel held that shechita by the parah adumas kesherah bezar. What do you mean, Shmuel? How can you tell me it's kesherah bezar? I got it beferush braita. Let me give you the givens in the braita. Given number one, Hazaa, that's the sprinkling of the waters on the Tameh, must be done in the day. Like it says, Bayom. And must be done also by a man. Because it says who? Okay. Now, how do I know other items also must be done in the day? In the day, that's what we're looking for. That's our question in the Braita. I don't even know other items. What's other items? Shaitat apara. Hazaat dam apara. Sirifat apara, putting the ezov and the etz eres and the shtitolah together. Those items, how do you know it's all done in the day? So the Gemara says, it says, Zot okata Torah. Torah, I learned from it, it's all one Torah. Just like the hazaat ma'im is done in the day, everything else in the paradigm is also done in the day. Oh yeah, everything else? You mean even the collecting of the ashes? Even the pouring of the water and mixing it into the ashes, all that also done? No, that's not that. That can be done even in the night. Why? Because Zot. Zot comes to exclude. Not everything, only these items. So the Gemara Raita said, well, how do you know what to include and what to exclude? What if you have a derasha, you know, who told you what to include? So he said, I'm going to include things that are similar to Hazaat Mayim. What are the two properties of Hazaat Mayim? Biyom and Isha Pesula. So to compare things that are similar to Hazaat Mayim. Shechita, Serefa, Hazaat Dam, the Ezov Ushtidat, all those things have a commonality that they're Pesula Be'isha. That's what she quoted all these Pesukim over there. All those Pesukim that talk about those procedures have the word Elazar over there. They teach me what? Davka, a man and not a lady. Oh, so just like they're similar, that you don't need, that you dafka need a man, I'll say you also need dafka day. Dafka day. We're still in the braita. Dafka day. And therefore, just like hazaat mayim is day, and a non, it has to be a male, so to these other procedures, it's also by a man, and also done in the day. Masha'enken, collecting of the ashes, and pouring the water in the para, even a lady is okay for that. So if a lady is okay for that, I could say even night will be okay. You don't have to do it in the day. That is the braita. To that the Gemara asked, oh, if you're telling me now that shechita can only be done by a man and not a lady, what's the logic? The logic is because it says in Azar. I tell you, no man and not a lady. So for the same money, I'll tell you that when it says El Hazar, it means a Kohen and not a non-Kohen. But to you, Kadesh Shmuel. Proof to Rav. Now continues. Amar Ula. Now we're just going to give some Dirashot on the Pesukim of Parah Adumah. Dirashot. Kol HaParasha Kula. The whole Parasha Parah Adumah. Mashma Motsi Miyad. Mashma umashma memela. There's two styles of derashot in the Parah Adumah Parasha. There's a style called motzi miyad, and another style is called mashma memela. What are these two styles of derashot? Let's look at Rashi. Kol ha-parasha kula. Shen para, kemo sha'avdoteha sederot zu harazu. Because the para adama gives you all the services that must be done. Mashma motzi miyad mashma, u'mashma memela. Kishetetakdek ba, when you're going to start analyzing these pisukim, enecha yakol lazvot shitata parasha b'shave. You're not going to be able to learn all the pesukim in one style. To make all the pesukim equivalent in the style of the Rasha. Meaning some style of the Rasha over here in this parasha is pasuk B is coming to undo what was said in pasuk A before it. Example that she says, "Mashe pasal ze hechshir ze, or mashe hechshir ze posel ze." That's one side of the parasha. Meaning, one pasuk is going to mash pasul, the next pasuk is going to come along and say kasher. That's motzi mashma. It undoes, let's say, what was done, what was implied from the pasuk before it. Right? That's called mashma motzi miyad mashma. It's motzi from what was said above. Now, v'yesh b'mikraot mashma'ut shemitkaimim mimela mashma'uto. And some derashot are very like a regular derasha. Whatever it's mashma, that's what the derash is. Shamashma omed b'mkomo, that the implication stands in its place. Ve'enu motzi b'chlal havero. It's not coming to exclude something else. Ulfi seduran yeshcha lavin ma'u motzi b'chlal havero umi mashma mimela. V'achshav derash v'olechet kula. Now the Gemara says automatically be able to figure out which derashot fall into the first category, where it's coming to reverse something that was mashma in the pasuk before it, or the regular derashot. It says it, and we're just giving a simple commentary derash to the pesukim. So now Gemara starts off the first one. First derash. Untatem ota el azar kohen. You got to give the paraduma. First paraduma was done by el azar a kohen. Ota le el azar. The word ota is the key. You give this one, it. First paraduma to el azar. Velo le dorot le el azar. But the subsequent paradumas in the generations, you don't have to give it to El Azar or liken El Azar. So now the Gemara says, what does that mean? There's two options. Ika de'ami le'dorot b'kohen gadol. Some will say that, yes, in the future generations, you only give it to a kohen gadol. El Azar was not a kohen gadol. El Azar was a segan. He was the assistant to the kohen gadol, to his father. So therefore, maybe the Pasuk is saying, the first one you got to give to El Azar. But the subsequent ones got to go to Kohen Gadol. V'gadami ledorot b'Kohen Idyot. Or some go the other way. Some say, no, the future generations, you just need a regular Kohen. You don't even need a Segan. So the question is, what is the Ota coming to exclude? Either to tell me, everyone agrees the first one was done by Elazar. The question is, what about the subsequent ones? So the first Shita says, the subsequent ones, Dafka Kohen Gadol. Second Shita, no. The subsequent ones, you don't need a segan. It's enough to even have a regular kohen idiot. We understand the second rabbi. Elazar was a segan, right? So you're telling me the first one you need a segan, ota, mashma, the second ones or the subsequent ones, you don't need a segan, even a regular kohen. Which means you're coming to tell me you don't need an El Azar. It's much you can even have less than an El Azar. How did you know to upgrade? Which means you tell me the first one, El Azar. The subsequent ones, you need a Kohen Gadol. Where did you get to jump up to a Kohen Gadol? So the Gemara says, look at Rashi.
Aharon was alive during the first
one? Yes, but he didn't do the first one. Look at Rashi, first wide line. Exactly. Which means, once the Torah tells me, the first one can be done by El-Azar, the subsequent ones can be done by anybody. Kohen Gadol, Kohen Ejot, there's not limiting. How do you know to come along in the first shita and say davka a kohen gadol. So the Gemara says gemar chukah chukah miyom kippurim. We have a gezerah shava. It says the word chok by paraduma. It says the word chok by kippur. Just like by kippur, the service is only done by a kohen gadol. So to paraduma can only be subsequently done only by a kohen gadol. Okay. Next derash. So that's a regular derasha. That's not coming to exclude something in the pasuk before it. That's just a regular straight derasha. Ve'otzi ota. Okay, next pasuk. And you'll bring the para aduma out. Right, you have to take it out to the mountain. How does it seem to slaughter it? Right? Ve'otzi ota. She'lo yotzi acheret amma. You only take one para at a time. Ve'otzi ota. You cannot take another one out with it. Let's say the para aduma is stubborn, doesn't want to walk. So if I take another animal, and there's two animals, it'll walk with its friend. No, you can only take out one animal at a time. You can't take out more than one. Like we have in the Mishnah. Lo aita para rotze latzet. Let's say the para aduma did not want to go out. En motziin ima shechora. Let's say you have a black one, which is pasul paraduma, but it's just another animal. So figure the animal will walk with its friend. You cannot take out a black one even. Why? Shelo yomru shechora shahatu. Because what are the people going to say? They slaughtered the black one. The marit ayin. It's going to cause problems. Ve'en motziin ima aduma. They can't even take out another paraduma. I mean, let's say they have two paraduma simultaneously. You can't take them both out at the same time. Shelo yomru shetayim shahatu. So the people won't say that they slaughtered two. What's the problem? What's the problem of slaughtering two? They both paradumas. So look at the Rashi. Very important Rashi. Shelo yimru shtayim shahatu. Ve'kai malan shekol melachot hana'asot ima poslot ota. Kedetnan. Kol ha'osek bepara metchila ba'ad sof poslin ota bemlacha. Which means, when you're working with a paraduma, you're not allowed to do any other avodah in between the para aduma. Meaning, they're working on para aduma number one. If let's say they slaughter para aduma number two, it's posel now the avodah para aduma number one, because you interrupted it with another avodah. Meaning, it's got to be a straight service or anything else. So if you take out two para aduma, you know what the people are going to say? That's pasul. They slaughtered both of them. If they slaughtered both of them, that means that there was an interruption over here, and you did an avodah in between the service of the first one. So therefore the Gemara says, Ota, you only let it go out alone, not with a black one, not with a red one. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Lo min Hashem huzeh. That's not the reason. That's not the reason why. Ela mishum shene'emar Ota lebada. It's a gezerat katuf. Don't start giving reasons over here why you can't have two, because the people are going to say, the people are going to think. The reason why you can't send that two, because it says ota. Ota is just one, not another one. V'tana kama haketiv ota. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Tana kama, what are you giving logic here? The pasuk says ota. Shouldn't that be enough? So the Gemara says, man tana kama, who's the tana kama? The bishop oni. Tedarish ta'ame dekra. Very important pshat here. There's a famous opinion in Shas of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon gives the reasons behind the pesukim. He doesn't just say the pesukim, it says what it says. No, he gives the logic behind why the law is what it is. It's called Doresh Ta'ame Tikra. He gives the reasons behind the pesukim. For example, his source is the case of what the Torah says, Lo tahbol beged almana. You're not allowed to take as a collateral the garment of an almana. You lend money to a widow. If you want a collateral. Do not take a collateral from an almana. Why? From the pasuk it's mashma, whether she's poor or rich. Doesn't make a difference. Almana is poor or rich. However, the Bishamon comes along and says it's only talking about a poor widow. Why? Because he gives the reason. What's the reason why they don't want you to take a collateral? The Rav doesn't tell you. He goes and gives the reason. He says, because the issue is like this. If she's poor, what's going to happen? Every night, you're going to have to go, or every morning, let's say, if you took our garment, let's say, every morning you have to go back to our house and return the garment so she can wear it during the day. You're going to have to go back at night and take it. What's going to end up happening? You're going to cause her a bad reputation. People are going to start to see, what is this guy doing? Every day he's coming at night, he's bringing bad food. So therefore, do not take a collateral from an almana, it's dafka, an aniya. An ashira, she's rich. You take a collateral, you have to return it by night. She has other stuff to wear. So once he's giving the logic, he already minimizes the dirash. Which means what it says, lo tachbol begin almana, dafka, aniya, but not ashira. Where's the rabbis? We're not giving reasons over here. Torah says, do not take a collateral. Period. Doesn't say, Ashir, Ani. Therefore, if you're not doing this, Tameh, the cloud includes everybody. Now let's apply that to over here. You're right. The Pasuk says, Ota. You only take out one. The Mishwan agrees. Of course, the Torah says only one. But I'm giving you the reason. I'm thinking, why you only take out one? So they don't think you slaughtered the black one. Also, they don't think that you slaughtered another red one in between. Oh, so the Gemara says, "My benayu." What's the difference? Bottom line, everybody agrees you can't send out more than one. So the Gemara says, "Ika benayu de apik hamor bahada." Let's say you take out a donkey with it. According to Tana Kama, the pasuk says, "Ota." You can only take the paraduma alone. So even a hamor you can't take out. But according to the Vishimon, the whole reason is, thus, maybe you slaughtered the black one. Maybe you slaughtered the second member. No one's going to think you slaughtered the hamor. There's no hamor, this is not a question for a para. So therefore, if the whole reason is that they might think something with a para, that does not apply to a hamor. So it comes out we have a fantastic nafkamina between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. If let's say it's permissible to get the para duma to go out with a hamor, Tana Kama will say, no, Ota is alone. I don't care, not a Amor, not a Parah Shaora, not a Parah Duma. But Sheikh, according to Rabbi Shimon, Amor is Mutar. Why look at the top Rashi? The Tana Kama Shari, the Lake Hashem Yomru, the Rabbi.
Tana Kama and Rabbi.
Sorry, Tana Kama and Rabbi. Tana Kama and
Rabbi Shimon is
the Rabbi. Shimon and the Rabbi. Correct. Tana Kama is Rabbi Shimon, correct. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi. As she says, the Rabbi Asur. Why? That Ota Kitty. Baruch Allah.